Shore. Stay connected and be informed. News Radio KMAN.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with David Luttrell, Kansas State University Music Distinguished Professor, and also Bill McFarland. He is on the board of directors with Blue Lake, which, of course, we're talking about a bit. While I mentioned Blue Lake, just found out another acquaintance of ours was also a Blue Laker. Todd Holmberg, I guess, with McCain Auditorium, also went to Blue Lake.
Yeah, camp. Todd and his wife, Terry, both spent many summers at Blue Lake. Todd was on our administration, and it's wonderful to see what he's done in our community and, you know, really a nationally recognized arts administrator. Yeah.
Now, David, I know all the groups in here from Germany. They're going to really not just be playing their instruments and that kind of thing and rehearsing, but they're going to get some tours, and then they're going to get a whole view of the Manhattan area, Kansas City area, too,
yes,
I guess. I'm
sure. Well, they're staying with host families. Many of the string students here in town are hosting them, two or three per family, and so they will probably go on rides around the town with them. But specifically at 1 o'clock on Monday, I'm going to give the German students a walking tour of the K-State campus and see how beautiful K-State is, for one thing. And so they get to see a university town.
Yes.
In the center of the United States. I think that should be rather interesting for them, that we have a history here too. Maybe
any
not
thoughts of recruitment while they're here?
Probably not.
I can tell you, David is always thinking about recruiting.
I mean, we don't have as long a history as Germany, but we do have an interesting history ourselves.
Okay, and then of course Kansas City area. I think I don't
yes.
know if Bill wants to fill in there
well,
too.
Or? Well, it's kind of neat. The one day we had available to take them to Kansas City, they're arriving in their own motor coach, so we've got the vessel to transport them. We wanted them to see the Nelson Atkins Museum, but it's closed on Tuesdays. But they were kind enough to arrange for a two-hour private tour, and we're really looking forward to being part of that. And then we'll make our way over to the Kauffman Performing Arts Center. Everyone knows that very distinct structure, the shell-like structure in Kansas City. So that'll be wonderful. And then they'll come back. And Dr. Steve Short and Whitney, his wife, are going to host a wonderful farewell barbecue. Cox Brothers Barbecue are going to donate all the food, and Bud and Bobby will be out cooking for them. So they're going to really experience Americana while they're here. And so just another example of how the community is coming together and some of the things that are happening.
Well, what a wonderful opportunity. And I know, David, we really do want to stress again the concert times and what the public can see, and they don't want to miss this. It just sounds like too much fun.
Right.
It'll
be on Sunday afternoon down at Junction City at the C.L. Hoover Opera House at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Free.
Yes.
And then Monday night here at McCain Auditorium at 7:30, Monday, July 31st.
It might be worth noting that there will be two soloists with the orchestra. There will be, I know you're a singer, Kathy, and they will have a professional soprano soloist, Sabrina Laney Warren, who's performed at the Met and a number of other, you know, in Europe. And so she'll be doing some Puccini arias as well as some other selections. And then they have a very, very accomplished 17-year-old harpist who will be doing the Saint-Saëns harp concerto for orchestra, and she has won a national German competition. I can't pronounce it, but I'm told it's a famous competition, and she's won that the last 4 years in a row. So that's just another element to the, and then they'll be doing, we should say, because sometimes, especially listeners that might not be fully
musical savvy. No.
Well, you think classical music. You, mm-hmm. Some people might think, well, I don't know if that'll really be interesting or not. But I can tell you that they're going to have a very varied program. They'll be doing a selection of Broadway and movie themes, but they'll also be doing significant classical literature. As I said, some interesting soloists. So I really encourage everyone to consider joining us for those two free concerts.
David, any more to add on the concert? We've kind of gotten an idea what will be a part of that, but again, who you would encourage to attend and just anything else you want to share with folks?
Certainly before. Anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As Bill pointed out, it's going to be quite a varied program of both classical and pop's music.
Mm-hmm.
And students nowadays need to learn how to play pop. Well, they have for a long time. They need to know how to play pops music too, because professional orchestras do this all the time. That's the way they gain revenue. Mm-hmm. And also, it's just a different style of playing. Seeing the rhythms on a page that you have from pop music, they've all heard the rhythms before, but to see them and then translate them and how they play it is a different matter altogether. So sometimes classically trained musicians, young people, are flummoxed when they first see a piece of pops music and they have to perform it. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. I can tell you that's the way case the brain in Europe works as well. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And I don't know, David, if you would have been part of this, but I know a few years back when Kansas played at McCain, uh-huh. they did have...
I was heavily involved.
Yeah, I thought you were. I couldn't remember.
You conducting?
I rehearsed the K-State
right.
Orchestra, yeah. And then they, as is normal, they brought in their own conductor. Kansas brought in their own conductor who knew the show
wasn't
inside and out, and so he conducted it. But I had a
you
great
prepared
time.
It.
I prepared it, yeah. Okay. And the students loved doing that one. That was back in 2011.
Okay, yeah. It's been that long?
Yes.
Yeah. I so enjoyed that whole thing. I'm a huge
We had a packed audience there. I mean, every seat was sold in McCain Auditorium for that
Fantastic.
One.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, before we wrap, and we do still have a couple minutes left, if there's anything else, Bill, you're wanting to get out, I appreciate you contacting me. And as you've told me, we've had plenty to talk about this couple segments. But anything else you're wanting to add?
Well, I think, again, we're kind of celebrating what's happening in our community with string music. This is a way to really bring attention to that. We've talked about Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp. I should mention to you that one of the things that's going to happen out of this residency, I don't know if I've even told David this, but we're going to be donating a number of scholarships to the Manhattan High and Junior High School program and really try and encourage more young people to go to camp in the summer and hopefully also have a chance to tour Europe with some of our international programs. So the intent is for this not to be a flash in the pan, but for us to really develop a meaningful relationship between Blue Lake and what's happening with music education in Manhattan.
And you know, David, as a musician myself, I don't play a stringed instrument, trust me, but I do have an appreciation. And it isn't just, I mean, the younger you get started, it's something you can carry with you throughout your life. You don't have to be in it full time, kind of like you are in your career, there's so many ways that you can use this art.
That was never the intent of the Gold Orchestra to make them all professional musicians. I wanted to instill discipline in them, self-discipline. Mm-hmm. We had a saying that it's my responsibility, that the students couldn't blame mom for not packing their instrument or music.
Sure.
And I wanted them from an early age, fifth grade on up, to take responsibility for getting themselves there on time and so forth. So that was of paramount importance. How you discipline yourself, how you rise to a much higher level than you possibly that you could possibly think you could do.
Absolutely, and that's a big part of what Blue Lake. You can imagine, you know, just going to camp for 2 weeks and the self-confidence and discipline that those young people have through that experience, and then when they tour Europe or they come to the United States on tour, again the growth that we see in those young people. Not unlike an earlier guest with the 4-H program talking about, you know, what they do and how that's developmental in nature with young people. So
out of time, David, but
okay.
Go ahead.
Oh. One of my good friends told me several years ago, he said, I never knew a string player who ended up in jail.
Well, there you go.
note,
Kathy,
to end on.
Thank you so much. Remember, Monday night, 7:30 p.m. McCain Auditorium, July 31.
So much fun. Thanks, gentlemen, for coming in today. And again, David Luttrell with us, KSU Music Distinguished Professor, Bill McFarland, of course, and on the Board of Directors with Blue Lake. And appreciate both of you stopping by. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android app.